Well, C-SPAN is coming to Jonesboro Wednesday. The C-SPAN Campaign 2012 bus is on its Road to the White House tour across the country and will make two stops in Jonesboro on Wednesday.
It is a big, beautiful vehicle that we travel around the U.S. About 10 to 11 months out of the year, we're on the road. We put a lot of miles, about 30,000 miles on the bus every year, probably a little bit more this year, going from community to community, working with the local cable affiliates, since we're sponsored by cable, to choose venues throughout their communities. And at those venues, whether it's a school, or a public venue like a library or a book festival, we bring people aboard the bus and show them all the different ways there are to connect with C-SPAN and what's going on in their federal government.
Jenny Marlin is C-SPAN's marketing representative. Marlin says some students from Jonesboro High School will be on the air on Skype Wednesday morning. That stop will be the first of two that will be made on Wednesday.
Wednesday, February 8th, we will be at Jonesboro High School. And first, we're going to be doing a Skype hit for our Washington Journal show. So some students from Jonesboro High School are going to be asking our guest for the Washington Journal some questions. That will be from 7:30 to 8:15 Central Standard Time. And then from 8 to 10, we will be having some of the government classes from Jonesboro High School aboard the bus to teach them a little bit about C-SPAN and let them experience some of the technology aboard and find out for themselves how to access all this information for school and for becoming young adults. And then we're heading over to Arkansas State University from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that will be an open bus event. So we ask people from the community, we ask people from campus, whoever would like to come on board, we're welcoming aboard to find out a little bit more about C-SPAN, what it is, and again, how they can find the best ways for them to access information about their federal government.
Now, there was a lot of interest in this year's election process. Marlin says the purpose of the bus tour is to inform and educate the public. Marlin says the bus is a great way to do just that.
It's an education tool. So we want people to know, first and foremost, that we're here and that we're funded through the cable industry. You know, it's. I think there's a slight misconception sometimes that we're funded through the government because we cover the government. So, first and foremost, we're funded through the cable industry. About 6.5-7 cents from every cable subscriber bill across the U.S. is what goes to fund C-SPAN. And we're here as a public service for people to get information and to create transparency for what's going on in the federal government. So if they want to see how their local House member voted on a specific bill that passed through the House yesterday, they can go on in a matter of minutes and find that out on C-SPAN's website. One of the other reasons that we have this education tool is to show people all the various ways there are to find out what's going on. So we're on social media. We've got the video library, which houses over 170,000 hours of video. We archive everything that airs on all three of our networks. We have the Congressional Chronicle. We have so many tools for people to be able to access the information they need to stay involved and to stay educated on what's happening in the government.
Now, Marlin says the big attraction on Wednesday will be the big bus, which is very interactive. Marlin breaks down what the public can see on the bus Wednesday.
C-SPAN's coverage varies a little bit from, you know, the traditional media coverage, as in we don't, since we are funded through the cable industry, we don't have commercials, we don't have sponsors, we don't have reporters or anything like that. We have people who host, and all of our programming is aired from beginning to end uninterrupted. So if people choose, some people would prefer to have a shorter version, things summed up because there's not enough time. But then if you have the time and you want to go somewhere to see things that are unfiltered, then I recommend people, search our website or go on and find the station, C-SPAN, C-SPAN 2, or C-SPAN 3, and see some of the things that we're airing, because everything is unfiltered. So you know, people are able to form their own opinions.
And it's Jenny Marland who tells about the bus tour routes and how those tour routes are determined.
We generally will determine that based on big anchor events. So, for example, if we go to book festivals or different conferences across the U.S., or we have an annual documentary program called Student Cam, which students grades 6 through 12 can enter, and we choose the top 75, and we try to visit as many of those top winners as we can as well. And then we will choose the towns in between those events. So if we've got a book festival in Miami, oftentimes in, you know, the buses en route from Texas, we'll try to hit all the cities and towns in between. And we try to mix it up as well. So if we've been someplace last year, then we'll try to go, you know, to another place the following year. But we work very closely with the cable affiliates. For example, in Jonesboro, we're working closely with Suddenlink. They've helped us choose our events and plan all of them. So once we determine kind of where we're going, we'll reach out to those cable affiliates, and they'll help us choose within the community where we go.
And as Jenny Marland, C-SPAN Campaign 2012 bus will be going to Jonesboro. It's part of the Road to the White House tour. Two stops. First of all, Wednesday morning at 8, from 8 to 10 at Jonesboro High School. KASU will be broadcasting live from that location Wednesday morning. And then, of course, the public is invited to going out to Arkansas State University from 11 to 1, and that will be taking place on Wednesday as part of C-SPAN's Campaign 2012 bus tour that's going to be taking place in Jonesboro.